This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum and our topic, managing and feeding cows in robotic milking systems. And this milking system that came from Europe and Canada is becoming very popular because of its labor saving on farms, but certainly has new management factors. This information was presented at the four-state dairy conference held in June of 2024 and presented by Jim Sulfur, a dairy specialist from the University of Minnesota. And, of course, there's a real challenge with these feeding systems is certainly you have two different sources of nutrition, a partial mixed ration known as a PMR, and then feed coming through the electronic grain feeder while the cow is being milked. Differences in cows in terms of milk production and appetite. The farmer has to manage these systems as well. And then, of course, the robot itself has some unique aspects with it as well. Jim Sulfur suggested that about 80%+ of the nutrients a cow needs in her diet every day should come from the partial mixed ration. Therefore, the grain that's going in the robotic feeder caps off the extra nutrients needed by that cow, encourages that cow to come into the feeder, and of course, at higher levels of milk production, we can feed more grain to those cows. Certainly, with fresh cows, we need to observe these cows that they adjust to these feeders, monitor rumination time as well, and also manure consistency, and be sure that these cows are going into there and monitoring the, what we call fetch cows. These are cows that do not come in on a timely basis, and we have to go in and get them. They monitor 32 Wisconsin dairy farms, and on the average, pretty interesting, Bill, these each milking these cows were averaging over 30 pounds of milk per milking times three milkings, or 2.8, which means very close to 90 pounds of milk. So this is high milk production, and discovered that the pounds of milk per visit was highly correlated to milk yield, and the dry matter intake of the partial mixed ration was key, along with total dry matter intake as well. They saw a little better success with free flow, which means the cow can come and go as she decides, versus the controlled feeding system in which the cow has to go through the milker to get to diets and the PMR after she is milked, as far as that goes. In early lactation, we should add a lead factor for older cows up to 60 or 70 days. A lead factor means that if a cow is averaging 100 pounds of milk, we will target perhaps 110 pounds of milk, encourage her to set a higher lactation curve. For first lactation heifers, 90 to 100 days, and with that, put a lead factor there as well. Mid-lactation cows, after 100 days of milk, probably should follow the table that's sitting in the robotic feeding system as well. They also monitored some new installations there and said some neat things. New barns work better than old barns because you can build them to specifications for better cow use. Automatic push-ups encourages the intake of the partial mixed ration, especially at nights when nobody may be there. And we know that if we put too many cows in the robot, you get less milk per cow and as visits on the farm as well. We have to look at factors such as number of milkings per cow is a good measure here. The number of fetch cows, he defines that as 1 to 3 cows per robot per day. And that would be cows that are trained. So first calf heifers would not fall into that category as well. And of course, there's always challenges here of getting cows trained to use it. And they recommend having a training program for first lactation heifers and be well aware of breakdowns. They have to be corrected as well. So our take-home messages are that certainly robotic milkers are here. We want to get high visits, ideally over at least 3 per day per cow. It's a labor-saving cost as well, and certainly have to manage them correctly. Well, that completes the program for today.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
The comment period is now underway for the proposed rule modifying parts of federal milk marketing orders.
It provides a 60-day comment period for anyone who has an interest in providing USDA comments on our recommendations. They will have until September 13th to provide us with that information.
Agricultural Marketing Service Deputy Administrator Dana Cole says comments are accepted through the Federal Register.
Once we get those comments in, USDA will have 60 days to take those comments, make any modifications, and issue what is called a final decision. That final decision must be issued by November 12th.
If approved, milk marketing order modifications would be implemented in early 2025.